Today's daf is daf Yod Aleph. We're up to the two dots that are above the new large line, six lines up. V'chein le'inyan ha'tovah. The Mishnah continues that we find also the anhag of midah keneged midah, also when it comes to good things. And the example that we bring is that Miriam waited for her brother, that all of Klal Yisrael waited for Miriam. Asks the Gemara, midami? It's not exactly commensurate now, is it? Isn't midah keneged midah? Is commensurate, which comes from the word menser, which is to measure. So it should be measure for measure. And over here, she waited only for a brief hour, and they waited 7 days. So how do you call that v'chein? I mean, she waited a little while. You know, how long could she have waited? And here was 7 days the Klal Yisrael waited for her? Omer Abaye, maybe it means v'chein le'inyin ha'tovah. You got to think this out when you come to discuss Inyan HaTovah, because really, Inyan HaTovah ain't okay. Omar Le Rava, what's another one of your great pshatim Abaya that manages to ignore what it says, but it's a brilliant pshat except for the unfortunate fact that it does say, V'chein L'Inyan HaTovah, which means it's the same. V'chein L'Inyan HaTovah Katani. Many, many examples we've already seen of Rava's and Abaya's dialogues about taking things the way they're written. And therefore, Elam Rava Hachi Katani. V'chein li'inyan tova, meaning midah keneged midah, in terms of the type of hanhaga, but it's not meant to be commensurate, that it means to say that it's exactly the same amount in terms of measurement. So v'chein li'inyan tova means bo'otam midah. But, I mean, that doesn't mean it has to be completely v'chein in terms of everything else. But li'olam midah tova merubami midat pur anut. The truth is that God repays good to a greater extent than he repays bad. There's even the Gemara that says that we find that it's 500 times greater from the Drusha. But Tosfos has a lot of questions on that because he brings examples of places where it is not really that much greater, or maybe even it's not greater at all. And the Marsha says, look, the truth is that the Pasuk itself indicates that there are differences in that Anhaga, because you find Lo'ohavai, and you find Shomrei Mitzvotai, and one of them is Laalpayim, and one of them is Elef Dor, and one of them is Forever. I mean, you have different anhagas. So it doesn't mean, when the Gemara means, it means that you can get that type of relationship. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's always greater to that extent. Looking at that pasuk of Miriam, the truth is that it's a very strange pasuk, because it's completely irrelevant. In other words, what we're interested in is the fact that Moshe was put into the Ya'or, and that he was found by Bat Paro. And Miriam's thoughts about why it is that she would stand there are really irrelevant to us. Not to mention the fact that the wording is strange, because vatvatetatzav is not what you would say if you're talking about a reflexive act. Vatvatetatzav is nifelet, in which she is the object. It ought to say vatityatzev, that she stood there in order to achieve something, which is nitzav. Must mean that she was placed there. In other words, that there was something that was meant to be there that allows this to happen. Actually, it's a remez to the presence of the Shekhinah, as if to say this is a matzav that is going to take place. So the is a reference to achoto in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it says, Meirach, first of all, titatsev itself. Vayavo Hashem vayityatsev. Achoto. Emor lechokhma achotiat. Which is a reference also to the presence of Shechina. Meirachok. Dichtiv Meirachok Hashem nir ali. Ladaat in the Pasuk ma yaselo. Ki el deot Hashem. Ma. Dichtiv ma Hashem lo kechasho el miimach. Yaseh ki lo yaseh Hashem lo kim davar. Lo. Dichtiv vayikra lo Hashem shalom. So the Maral goes through each one of these various hanhagot to show how they are central to the birth of Moshe in terms of Torah, in terms of Chochmah, in terms of Neviut, and so on. So which means the Lashon of Hatzava is that what you are looking at is not an event of normal Ashkacha Elyona. This was the Kiyum of a Neviut and the whole process of Gulat Mitzrayim, and therefore the Pasuk makes a great deal over it. So although Miriam experienced this Kipshuta Shel Mikra as the commitment to her own Neviut, but there's also Ramazim here that there was a sense that she had of destiny. And that destiny rooted her to the place, which is why it's vat tetatse achoto. And That is expressed in the Lashonot of the Shechina. Vayakom Melech Hadash, now once we're already talking about the Inyonim of the Yitziyah and of Miriam, we'll see how she gets involved in all of this. So Rav and Shmuel argue about what the meaning is of Tkuma, of Melech Hadash. Chadomer Hadash means Hadash Mamash, that there was a completely new Malchut that took a whole different view of things. So Manyomer Hadash Mamash, Tichtiv Hadash. And the meaning of Hadash is that it's new and takes no cognizance of what was there before. And it's as if we have a completely different melucha. Man yom shenit chatshug zerotav, the lochti vayom mod vayim loch. We don't find anywhere that the Torah references the end of the previous mahut. So when it says, according to this lashon, asher lo yadat Yosef, it can't mean literally asher lo yadat, because, I mean, obviously the experiences of Yosef were there, but it was havidami commander lo yadat leklal. The way in which the new mahut acted was as if there was no reference to Yosef's having given them what he gave them at all. Vayomer el amo hineam b'nei Yisrael. So he apparently was the one that started this whole idea. And therefore, Tanu hu itchil beitzat tchila, he was the one that got everyone into the she'ibud of Yisrael. Lefichach lakat tchila, therefore he was the first one to be attacked by the makot of Mitzrayim. Hu itchil beitzat tchila dekti vayomer el amo. And therefore, so first the Becha, here it was the beginning with the Tzvardim, but there's already a remez that the Makot are aimed at him. Havanit Chakmalo. So what did Paro suggest? Havanit Chakmalo. Who is low? Which is that one? I mean, we were talking about people, not a low. Miboyle. That's what it should have said. Om Reb Chama b'Rebbe Chanina, what he was telling them was, Bo v'nechakim l'moshiyan shel Yisrael. Let us try to work out how to get away with murder. I mean, we know that God seems that this comes right here because it was an awareness of Paro, of Midah Keneged Midah. So in other words, he was saying, we've got to figure out a way in which there's no options to be manish as Midah Keneged Midah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who saves Yisrael, but ma nidonim. Nidonim be'esh, maybe we should try the old trick with Avram, you know, burning them alive, throwing them in the gas chambers, and stuff like that. K'tiv ki ne'a Hashem be'esh yavo. Not kedai to start up with that. Becherev, no, same thing. Gadosh Baruch Hu is becharbo at kol basar. But I got a brilliant idea. Bov and nidonim b'mayim. Shikvar nishpat Gadosh Baruch Hu sheino mevi ma'bul le'olam. Shenema ki mei Noach zotli. So God already swore at the time of Noach, there's not going to be any other ma'bul. So if we use water, what's it going to do to us? Ah, he certainly couldn't do something that wouldn't be poetic justice. He's clearly a poet. So, I mean, what's he going to do? So he'd probably rather forget about it. So, therefore, but Heine Nam Yodim, they didn't know that the Shvuah only involved the earth. Where does it say that there won't be at all Ahanoga of Mayim, of Mida Keneged Mida? So they're only one nation. Furthermore, the truth is, he didn't need to bring water on them. He brought them to the water. So maybe you can't bring the water to the horse. That's true, but you can bring Kol Sus Paro into the water. So he never swore anything about that. Who ain't no maybe? Abaim ba even of Limvitocho, which is why we find that at the time of Yam Suf, indeed it says, V'chenu Amaru Mitzrayim Nasim Likrato. They were running towards the Yam. The Yam wasn't running towards them. So that didn't violate the Shvu in any way. V'chenu the Amar Rabbi Elazar, speaking about Mida Keneged Mida. That's exactly what it was that Yitro had seen when he came. Because it says, Ki badavar shezadu aleihem. What's a zadu? We find that Yaakov Avinu makes a porridge, that is vayazet nazir, this was later on. So must mean that the kedera shebishlu banit bashlu, the very pot that they cooked Yisrael in, they got cooked in. May mashmai da'ai zadu lashon de kedera. Where do we see that that zadu can be seen as a pot of porridge? Because dechti vayazet Yaakov nazir. So therefore, we have a further idea of Mida Keneged Mida, not only in what happened to Mitzrayim, but even in the conscious way in which they worked out what would be the best approach to deal with Israel. Omri b'chir barava, Omri Rabbi Simoy. Once we're talking about Avanitcha, obviously there was a council of what to do with the Jews. So who was that council? To whom was Paro talking? There were three people that were involved in that council. Bil'am, Iyov, and Yitro. So Bil'am, who was the one who gave the Eitzah to go along with this idea of being Mishabed Yisro, So he, in the end, was neharag by Yisrael. Iyov, who didn't have the guts to say this is immoral, sheshatak, so he got off light, you know, nidon b'yisurin. Yitro, shebarach, zachu b'nei banav, sheyashvu b'lishkat hagazit. Yitro got out of there in order not to be involved in such a thing. We find that his grandchildren were actually members of Sanhedrin Gedola. Shenema u'mishpachot sofrim yoshvei ya'avetz, tiratiim, shimatiim, sukasiim, hema hakinim abayim mechamat avi beit rachev. So here we're talking about Yonadav ben Rechav, and we know that he was from the children of Yitro, because he was b'nei kini, and his children, apparently, were yoshvei ya'avetz, or talmidim of ya'avetz, was Osnil ben Knas, we'll talk about him later on. And they were, now all of these Lashonos are darshaned elsewhere in Temura, as Lashonot of, actually of Limud, the Tiratiim in Zeoshve Shar, because Tira is the Shar of the city. Shimatiim is a Lashon of Shmuot. Sukatiim is that they're Socheh, Socheh B'loch HaKodesh, or they're Shomer on the door, Kesukah. But all of them, with his Mishpachat HaSofrim of the Talmidei Chachamim, were from Yonadav ben Rechav, who was from the Kinim, and B'nei Keni Chotein Moshe. So clearly Yitro was the one that gave birth ultimately to all of these Gedolei Torah, and that was b'schus that he refused to participate on any level with the council against the Jews at the time of power. B'nilcham banu v'alam min ha'aretz. Aaron is raising the question of the longevity of these people. I mean, the fact is that that was taken into consideration by Paro also. If this is supposedly the same Paro, then he lived from the time of Yosef till a year. Is ridiculous, which is why the Maharal learns that everybody agrees is not the same man. The question is whether the Malchut, when the Malchut changes, whether there's an indication of the death of the last leader, in other words, of the Paros of Dynasty X. So did the dynasty come to an end or the dynasty didn't come to an end? We're not discussing whether it's literally the same guy. So what do you mean, V'alam min ha'aretz? Is his concern that we are going to get knocked out of this country by the fifth column? So he should say, V'alinu min ha'aretz. I mean, he's trying to say, the Jews in the end are going to get rid of us. So let him say so. What does he say? And they will escape. He will hope they'll escape. They weren't even avodim at this point. So what is he talking about? V'alinu mi ba'ele, he should have said, and we will be driven out of our own country. Omer avava bar kahana. Yeah, that is what he meant. But it's like you don't say that. It's ki'adam shemekalel atatzmo v'tole kilato b'chaveiro. It's like a person who now is saying something terrible about himself, but he doesn't want to say it about himself. So he's saying it in a sense of, okay, Halavai, they should be the ones that will just get off of this planet. But, I mean, obviously he's talking about the dangers to Mitzrayim. Vayasimu alav sarei misim. What do you mean, vayasimu alav sarei misim? We're back again to discussing alav as a yachid. We want to talk about the Jews. We should be saying aleihem. Therefore, since aleihem, miboyle, should have said aleihem, you're talking about hava nitchak malo, aren't you? In other words, what we're looking at is a description of something that was intelligently and brilliantly planned, not a sudden decree that we should enslave a population of millions of people. How the heck did they expect that they would get that thing to happen? So the hava nitchak malo meant that they used a brilliant approach to enslave the Jews, which is to take advantage of the Jews' patriotism and liberalism. They're always the first to be in the forefront of, let's clean up Mitzrayim Day, you know? I mean, obviously, all the Jewish schools are the ones that are going to send the kids out. I mean, who do you expect to clean up the streets? So what they did on that day was they made Paro, the simon, they had these four men, who were put in charge of Paro, and they put a malbein around Paro's neck to show that Paro himself. Well, it's a malbein is a mold for making bricks. Yeah. So they put this around Paro's head to show Paro is in the forefront of the let's clean up Mitzrayim Day or let's rebuild Mitzrayim, get rid of the slums. Everybody's going to come out. Yeah, everybody's going to come out today and work. And actually, this appeals tremendously to the Jews, so they're coming out. So therefore, when it says Allah, it means on Paro. It doesn't mean on Yisrael. So the Bilami Sheviu Malbein v'talulu Paro b'tzavaro. They put this over Paro's neck to show that, you know, we're all patriots and Mitzrayim comes first and even the leader is nothing but a servant to his country. Ask not what Mitzrayim can do for you. So v'kol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael, they would come to the Jewish homes and a guy would say, I'm an old man and I can't, You're an istinus. I mean, klum istinus atayo termi paro. I mean, come on, you can't be more delicate than Paro himself. I mean, the king himself is coming out to do this. How could you even say such a thing? It would embarrass people, basically, into joining up in this wonderful let's clean up Mitzrayim month. And so they get used to the idea, you know. And then, sare misim. What do we got? Sare misim. Davar shemesim. This was the whole approach over here was that these were skilled public relations people who knew how to get people into situations that they don't really want to be into. It's like these fundraisers, you know. That's why they call it misim, it's mas. So you didn't know you were going to go in there and get out and come up with a pledge around your neck, but it happened somehow. So these are the sare misim. They're like on the top. They're brilliant, these guys. And sure, in the end, leman anoto besivlotam. So what do you mean? Again, it's anoto lashon yachid. Exactly. Leman anoto, Paro really suffered here. But they did that in order to create sivlotam in Israel. So basically, they got them la'at la'at. We'll see later on the other diak in terms of what type of avodah. It was a very gradual process that took years. It started off with this idea of volunteering and giving your time, and then gradually became, once we're doing that, let's move from the buildings into the fields and the re-education of the intellectuals, and then gradually got to the point at which they found themselves to be total avod. But you don't start these kind of movements by telling people that they're going to be enslaved. You tell them that they're going to be freed. And, you know, that's how it always works. So, vayiven arein miskeinot lepar, what is the lashon of miskeinot? So Rav Shmuel, So first of all, there's the immediate lashon. In other words, it has to mean something in terms of Mitzrayim. But it also has to mean something in terms of what it's saying about building such places in general. Because otherwise, what you call orei miskenot. So therefore, it teaches us, shemisaknot et ba'alehem. So on one level, this got Mitzrayim into awfully big danger. Because they ended up in the middle of the Yam because of it. In other words, you think this is where it's going to end. This is not where it's going to end. It ends with your destruction. It looks good. But in general, building on this level is dangerous. As I say, you want to build the Brooklyn Bridge. But you've got to take into consideration, and the costs are the number of debts, not just the amount of money it's going to cost you. You want to go build the Panama Canal, okay, but figure how many people are going to die of malaria or whatever it is. Those are sekanot. So when you're taking on large building projects, there is an inevitable cost in life. V'chachamim omrim, shemisaknot, v'chadomer shemimaskinot et ba'aleihem. The Omar kolo osek bibinyan mitmaskein. The other one says it means that it makes them poor. Now, in terms of Mitzrayim, obviously it made them poor because the Jews walked off with everything that they had. But again, in terms of building in general, it's like anybody who's tried to estimate what it's going to cost them. I mean, the building costs are always astronomically greater than you estimated originally, and you end up a lot poorer than you thought you would be. And that's another indication that the Gemara thing lies within the understanding of the Pasuk itself. Is that thing on? You know, is it? Yeah, is it cooling or is it just blowing? Yeah, lucky you. I know. Yeah, okay, that's wonderful. Well, we wouldn't want to have a chilled Sabbath Josh. Okay, v'chadomer she'mimaskinot et v'alim. And the Gemara, kol ha'osek bibinyan, mitbaskein. Everybody gets involved in building ends up poor. Et pitom vetra amses, Rav Shmuel. Actually, this is the same place. So Chadomer, the real name of the place was Pitom. I mean, it was always a Ramses. They started with Ramses. There it's Ramses before there was a Jewish population there already that come down to Ramses. So Lomanik Rishma Ramses. Sherishon Rishon mitroses. But basically, this was built on unstable land and it would fall. So basically, the Egyptians got them involved in a building project that they knew could not really succeed. And that's part of Avodat Perah, because a person builds, he works on things that don't go anywhere. So it was Rishon, Rishon, Mitroses. The other one says, no, the real name is Ramses. It's called Ramses very early. So Ramses Shema. Lama Nikra Shema Pitom, because Rishon, Rishon, Pitom, Bol, oh, it wasn't that it would collapse. It was that it was built on quicksand, and it was constantly sinking. So again, it was an endless building project. Nowadays in Israel, they manage to have endless building projects in other ways. They remember that they forgot something, so they dig up the street again and they, you know, redo it. I mean, we witness this all the time, endless building projects right here in the Rova Yehudi. Have you ever seen the Chevrat HaRova decide that it's finished? Never. V'kasher ya'anu oto, ken yirbeh v'chen yifrotz. Now, I mean, isn't this a lashon of what happened rather than what will happen? Shouldn't it said ken ravu v'chen partzu? The more pressure was brought on Israel, the greater the population growth was. Miboyle. Omrei Shlok, this was announced up front. This is Ruach HaKodesh v'vasaratan, that Klal Yisrael was informed, and basically Mitzrayim, deep down, recognized that the more you're going to push, the more you're going to pressure, ken yifrotz, and ken yirbeh v'chen yifrotz. Vayakutzu mipnei bnei Yisrael, vayakutzu, the lashon of, doesn't say kotzu b'chayehem, it's vayakutzu. It must be some other lashon. So vayakutzu means, they would look at the Jews, it would be like they were being stuck with thorns, drove them crazy. It's like we say a thorn in your side. That's vayakutzu, literally, is the word for a thorn. Vayavidu Mitzrayim et bnei Yisrael beforech. So this word beforech, indeed, is an indication of the approach. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, beforech means beferach, meaning using a soft tongue. They always made it seem like it's nice and the right thing to do and so on. And that's what got them involved in the Ravoda. So that's true. But Rabbi Shmuel Nachmanim befricha, it means breaking their back. And indeed it says, vayimaru et chayehem, vavodah kasha, vachomer, uvelveinim, uvechol avodah vasadeh, et kol avodatam asher avdu behem. Beforech. So take a look again. So first of all, we have repetition. It's beforech. But you also see a gradual knisa. You have avodah kasha, vachomer, uvelveinim, which is building projects. And then you have vechol avodah vasadeh, which is a much lower class, but already sending you out to the field. You know, this is not the same as the Malbein on Paro. And then it becomes at kol avodatam, so they would do even really low class kind of work, maybe cleaning the streets. And then it repeats the beforech. So in other words, there was in front, and as we say is the inyan of the vayimaru et chayehem in the simen of maror at the Seder. So we have something which indeed tastes pretty good when you first start eating it. It just leaves that bitter aftertaste of maror. That's the ikr of the moror, is not that it starts right away feeling bitter. It was the same thing over here. So the last one of beforech, everybody's mitzvah that beforech is beforech literally. The question was whether the forech can be used, even though the word means pain, basically, whether it can be used as beperach initially and then come to beforech, which is clearly vayimararu at the end, which everybody is mitzvah means painful. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, if you want to talk about work that makes you feel like you're not doing anything meaningful, that's beforech. I mean, mi'ikr ha-din, actually, la-halacha, the din of you're not being allowed to work an Eved Ivri beforech, is that you cannot give him work that isn't achieving anything, just to keep him busy. You know, the old Disney movie of holes. You know? Dig holes and then fill them up again. You can't do that. Well, the FDR made it, I mean, made them important public projects. So over here, what they did was they gave the men the women's work, and they gave the women the men work, and basically nobody is ever happy with that. So that's before it. So that you don't feel like it's really your kind of thing. I mean, even if we were darshaning, like Rebbe Elazar did before, that beferach means nice words, certainly here it's definitely not nice because it's vayimaru et chayeya. So the second one means kipshuto, that it was breaking, back breaking. So achavada bipricha. Dorash Rav Avira bischar nashim tzitkaniyot shayu b'oto ador nigalu Yisrael mimitzrayim. It was the schus of the women that were in that generation that we achieved the gula at the time that we did. Obviously it was a gzera that there should be a gula, but we know that there was a kvitza for the gula. What was the schus that was used to be kofetz? That b'sha'ar sholchot l'shov mayim, when they would go out to draw water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mezamen lehem dagim ktanim b'chadehem. So God would give them these little, I mean, you got to have herring. They could make a kiddush. So they picked, there they found themselves with a kiddush right there in their little containers of water. And of course, there's always a remez of dagim to reproduction, right? Yifru v'yirbu kid dagim. Well, they got the remez. So they were shuafot mechza, mayim mechza dagim. Half it was herring. Forget about it. Maybe it even came in pickled. It couldn't be because they used the hot water to wash off their husbands. Herring juice is not the best thing to take a bath in. So it was mechza mayim mechza dagim. Ubaot v'shoftot shtei kederot. So they would put up on the stove two containers. One of them achat shel chamim. One was to heat up water. V'achat shel dagim, and the other one was to make a nice, delicious dagim salad. Umolichot etzol ba'aleim l'sadeh. They would go out to the fields. Umarchitzot otam. They would use this hot water to wash off their husbands. V'sachot otam. Machilot otam. Mashkot otam. So they would basically take these people in the middle of their work, clean them up, make them full, make them happy, and turn them on. And then at the edges of the field at Amokam Tsanua, they would get them to impregnate them. Normally in situations like that, people stop having kids. And they went out of their way to have kids. Shenemar im tishkevun ben shifatayim. So that means bischar tishkevun ben shifatayim. It was in the schar of that event that they became kanfeyona nechpa bakesef. So that was the reason that there was Zochar Yisrael of Izat Mitzrayim, because the pasuk continues, Kanfei Yonah. We know that the Yonah is always a symbol to monogamy, to loyalty to a husband. That's Yonati Tamati, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Yisrael. And the wings of the Yonah, and the feathers of the Yonah, became covered in gold and silver. It says, Nechpa Bekesev, Evrotel Birak Rak Charutz. How did they get their wings covered? Bischus Bein Shvatayim Tishkovon. In other words, it was because of the commitment to having children. They speak about in the Holocaust, rare events like this, right, where people would have babies and would care still for the belief of a future, even in the midst of a Holocaust. That's basically the way they were, but everybody was committed to this, to the point of not accidentally getting pregnant, going out of their way to make sure that they would get pregnant. And obviously the whole story from the beginning is the Vayifru, Vayirbuv, and the Vayakotsu, and the Loshon of Shisha Bekarim. The whole thing was a story of reproduction from beginning to end. So that the Schar was what gave them the Kesev and the Irakrak Harut, which is beautiful gold. The Kivanshe Mit Abrot, once they conceived, then Ba'ot Levatayim, they did not continue. This was not an issue to continue having relations with their husband. It was specifically in order to conceive. Perhaps because this is a shnot ra'av, basically. It's a time of tzara. It's not a time to have children, unless there's a specific inyan piri v'rivya. So that they did clearly l'shem shamayim, because afterwards they would go home and that would be it. The kivan shemagia z'man muladehem. When it came time for them to give birth, holchot v'yoldot b'sadeh tachat ha'tapuach, they would go out into the fields and they would there have their children. Shemar tachat ha'tapuach or artich, that means the a double lush in the Oratich is to turn you on. Oratich is to bring you to Leida, to be more you to Leida. And it continues on to say, Shama chiblatcha imecha, Shama chibla yeladatcha. So that was the place where your mother gave birth to you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholeach mishmei marom. God sent them from above. Mi shemankir umashpirotam kechaya zao shemishaperet atavlat. They had nobody, obviously this needed to be done in complete privacy so that it wouldn't get out to the Mitzrayim. And so they would have the children on their own, but there was nobody there to be molied them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a years of the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo. So there was a hanhoga to be meshaperet v'lad, like a chaya. A chaya zush meshaperet v'lad. An animal knows how to give birth on its own, licks the child and takes care of it. Shenemar, and that's why it continues on to say, Umoldotayach b'yom oledetotach. Lo charat sharech v'mayim lo ruchat shlemish'i. So there was no one there to cut the cord. There was no one there to wash you off and to make you clean. And nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and did that to you, even to the point of nobody diapered you. So that this was all on Hagam and Hashemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them two, each child would have two artificial breasts made out of stone. Shenemar vayinikeu dvash misela. So that the dvash came to the child from an actual stone, v'shemen from a chalamish, b'chalamish tzur. The kivan shebakirim and Mitzrim, so Mitzrayim was makir that they had been born, so they sent out the troops to kill these kids, bayin lahorgan, v'nahaselem neis v'nivlaim b'karka. A miracle would happen, they would come and suddenly all these kids would disappear, and they would realize that they must be right under the ground. So they would come, meivim shvarim v'choshin al gaban. They would actually bring these plows and oxen and would dig up the land. And figure that took care of those kids. After they came back, these kids would pop back out like jack-in-the-boxes, and they would come up again. It continues on, the same story that we continue to read from Yecheskel at the Seder, that they pop out like the Tzemach HaSadeh. The Kibun Shemit Gadlin, when the kids grew up, they would then come in entire groups, waves of them would show up and would come back into town, and everybody would come to their parents' home and ring the doorbell. Shene'emar, vatirbi, vatigdali, vatavoi ba'adi adayim. So that you came, you grew up, and then you would come. Altikri ba'adi adayim, elo ba'adare adarim. There would be waves and waves of these children that had grown up in the middle of nowhere. Ukishinigla, kadosh baruch hu al hayam, heim hikiru tichila. Shene'emar, ze keli ve'anveyu. The ones who recognize that gestalt of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Medrash says, he showed himself on the Yam. The Medrash expounds on this. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed himself to them. They would come home. The parents would say, how in the world did you survive out there all these years? And they had no idea. They just knew that there was this long-haired Tatalim Shcharot young man that was taking care of them the whole time. Then on the Yom Tov, they saw exactly that on Haga. They said, that's the one that took care of us out in the Yam. So they were the ones who recognized. Anyway, so to continue the story of the commitment that they had now, obviously all stories about the Mialdot. The Mialdot was, again, part of this immense commitment to reproduction. So, Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim le Mialdot ha'Ivriot. Who were the La Mialdot, as if there was these very special, well-known people, the Mialdot? Who were the? So, Rav Shmuel Chadomer, look, it's got to be someone who is known. That's a given, because you can't use, unless you introduce them. The Mefarshim point out, Asher Shem Ha'echad. Ever you say the name of one, it's always introduced by some statement before about these people. You can't say Asher Shem Ha'echad. There's no statement. So it must be that we're referring to people who are famous anyway. So if there's a Shem Ha'echad, we have to at least trace one of them as being famous. So therefore, it's a given, the only one that we know about at the time in a leadership position among the Jews, women, was Yocheved. She was like the matriarch, the one that was Nolad Ben Achomot, the only one that kept up the whole story from back in Canaan. So obviously, one of them must have been Yocheved. The question is, who was the second one that was Tfeilah to Yocheved? There's two ways of understanding it. It could be that she brought her daughter along. Well, obviously, it was a little child at the time. Or it could be that she brought along the woman who was going to be her daughter-in-law along. But it's got to be either an Emu Bita or the mother-in-law in Kalotaz. It was either Elisheva or Miriam. Because otherwise it doesn't make sense that there was a Shema Shnia that was going with Yocheved that we don't find relating to Yocheved earlier. The Torah is not coming listom. It's got to be giving us information. So there's a machlokas. Which one is more likely? So Rav Shmuel Chadomer is Shau Bita. V'chadomer Kala v'chamotaz. The daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law. So man yomer shaubita, it was Yocheved and Miriam. Man yomer kala, the chamuta would be Yocheved and her daughter-in-law, Aaron's wife, Elisheva. So also who was a child at the time. So Tanya command yomer isha ubita. There's a braita that goes according to the isha ubita approach to Tanya. Shifra is actually Yocheved. It's got to be. Now, the truth is, of course, that in this entire parsha, which is the way the Torah begins Sefer Shemot, no names are supplied. That's the whole idea, is that we don't give names to show that that's the problem. That the identity was lost completely, so that even the greatest of people were only known by the events and not by the names. So we need to figure out who they really were. So Shifra is Yocheved. Lomanik or Shema Shifra Shemishaperet et Avlad. Or, Davar Acher, Shifra Sheporu Veravu Yisrael B'yameah. Where Shifra could actually be a reference back to Pirayon, because that's the whole idea of Yitziat Mitzrayim. It's all in terms of numbers and reproductive success. So therefore, Shifra may be Lashon Pirayon, or Shifra could be what one does as a Mialedet to a baby, which we talked before, that there needs to be a Shippur. Davar Acher, Shifra Shippur V'Rav. Pu'a Zu Miriam. Lamanik Rishma Pu'a. Shaita Po'a. Now there's a years over here, Po'a Motziat Avlad. And there's actually Rabbeinu Hanano, who says that there is a minhag in his time, we do it also, but we don't believe it's talking to the vlad, where you whisper into the ear of the woman And then the Gemara talks about this. We had it back in Yuma, where a woman has a need for a certain kind of food. So they viewed that as being a parasitical need that was being driven by the hormonal control of the uber, which it actually usually is, or often is. So you would talk into the ear of the woman in order to be much beyond the ubar, so to speak. Right? So over here, the Rabbi Yochanan says that the minhag was po'ah. You would speak to the woman in order to encourage the leida. But they thought they were talking to the uber. You know, women still think that the child has decided to come out, you know. Which is true. It's very interesting. On a parasitical level, which is what the uber is, there's a tremendous amount of control of the mother's body that is handled by the ubar that has evolved over the years. So what happened over here is that she would be po'ah for the vlad. That's the girsa motziata vlad. The simple lashon is po'ah is what you do to babies. So everybody coos to babies. There's this natural sense of there's a level of communication that you can have with a baby, but it has to be very... It's very simple tones and so on. So she was po'ah in the sense of cooing to her. So there was just called po'ah. Shaita po'ah. Davar acher po'ah is a lashon of announcing something. Shaita po'ah beruach hakodesh. That she, as a neviyah, said early on as a child, v'omeret, atida imi, sheteleid ben, shemoshiat Yisrael. My mother's going to have a child that will save Klal Yisrael. So the king says to them, v'yomer, b'yalatchen et ha'ivriot. So when you are there at the birth of the Jews, and then he says something very iten al ha'ovnaim. So what is this al ha'ovnaim supposed to mean? My ovnaim. So Omer Reb Chanin, simen gadol masar lehem. They may deny that they had a child. They say they lost a child, whatever. But you should know that b'sha'a shekorat leleid yirechotea mitztananot ke'avanim. Don't let them get away. When it's time for them to give birth, you should know that all the blood supply is taken to the muscles of the uterus, and you'll feel their legs ice cold. And therefore, you can know that they gave birth or that they're about to give birth. Don't allow them to pretend because they're gonna suspect you.
And the midwives didn't know.
The men always know better. What does that understand? If you ever spoke to a midwife, one of the things they hate is when you have a gynecologist there. Because he always thinks he knows better, and they're always telling you, okay, now that he's gone, we can get to work. You know? So he had a Kabbalah. I mean, the Pashtus, in reality, the Pashtus is that he's telling them that this is what I expect. Says, don't bring me any excuses. Okay, we know how this works. Now, I expect you to know when a lady is taking place and to do your job, and you kill them. And others say, V'yit Amar. The meaning of Ovnaim is not a reference to the simen per se. What he's saying is that the Ovnaim is the birthing chair. And we find the word Ovnaim used for the place where the Yotzer, who is the pottery maker, forms the pot. So it's a lotion of Yitzirah. It's the place where the wheel is put. So it's the Sadan. We learn the Ered Beit HaYotzer. So Beit HaYotzer... Yitzirah, in human terms, is reproduction. So this is the creative work of the Yotzer. There it's talking about a Yotzer of pottery. V'ineo semelacha of naim. So what's the relationship? Ma Yotzer ze yorech mikan v'yorech mikan. You have a guy who's a potter. He puts one leg on one side, one leg on the other side. He's got to put a lot of pressure down on forming now the kli. So he has the sadan be'emza. And afisha yorech mikan v'yorech mikan v'avlad be'emza. So then at that moment, he says, don't wait until the baby is born when you could be blamed. You have to basically see to it that the child is born dead so that it can be excused as a birth problem. So and I said, how can I tell you in ben hu and in batu? So how do you know if it's a ben or a bat? So, exactly. So in ben hu ve matemoto, what's the psharom reb chanina simen gadol basar lahem. Ben panav lamata, if the child is coming out facing down, so then you can assume it's a male and choke him before he gets out. And bat panel lamala, now nobody knows that, and so therefore they won't be able to blame you. Vatirena hamialdot et elohim velo asuka asher diber alehen. What do you mean, asher diber alehen? Wasn't the alehem, it was asher diber lehen. The concept of alehem means that it's addressed to them personally. Lehem is just that it's a tzivui. Where's the alehem? Ah, Mitz teaches us. Amra Gesh Reb Chanina. Malamit shetavana dvar avera. While Paro was discussing these issues, he figured we might as well get a little bit of action here in the White House. So he was tovea them. That's aliyam is a lashon vayavoi leha. It's a lashon of el. So it's intimate. But they refused him. So that's the velo asu kasher diber aliyam. They refused Paro's advances on them personally. So they started off already in a position in which they rejected Paro. And then vatichayena tayiladim tana lo dayan shelo himitu. It doesn't say lo himitu tayiladim. It says vatichayena tayiladim. They became proactive to see to it that these children would survive, not simply that they didn't kill them. So they made sure that they were given hiding places, and they found underground shelters for them, brought them food, whatever was necessary. They risked their lives to do. So you must be kotle mayim umazon. And then when Paro said, "What the heck is going on?" Please, you know, you think you can talk to us from your experience of Mitzrayim. So what's kichayotena? What, they are all chayot in the sense of they are all miyaldot. They're all professional midwives. That's the word chaya. So what was that supposed to mean? My chayot, ilem chayot mamash, they were all, what, they all had tu'udot? Even if they were, I mean, if you're a midwife, it doesn't mean you don't need a midwife. What are you saying? They're all midwives. But a midwife who has a child requires help in having a child. So obviously she herself anyway would need a midwife. Ela amrulo, they told him, umazo kechayanim shela. We find that this nation are referred to as wild animals. And therefore you cannot expect that they have the same needs as civilized humans. Yehuda is a gur aryeh. Dan is a nachash. Dan nachash aliderach. Naphtali is an ayalash lucha. Yisachar is a chamor garim. Yosef is a bechor shor. Binyamin is a zaev yitraf. So they are all animals, and therefore they're not as easily affected by your little tricks. And they're free. And even the ones, I mean, the ones that are clearly referred to in the pasuk as animals of one sort or another, fine. But even those that are not mentioned beferish that they're animals, the lo ktivbe, it does say about Klal Yisrael as a whole, ma imcha, imcha, meaning Knesset Yisrael, which is viewed as the aim, so to speak, the yesh aim lemikra sense, the base of Yisrael, livia. So that means that the lioness represents Klal Yisrael, beina rayot raftza. So that all of Klal Yisrael essentially is an animal. I mean, of course, he could have told them that they're similar to lions that sleep all day and basically won't have the energy to have children, so you don't have to worry about the Jews. Judging from this stuff, Yomi, that's basically where we're at. Can anybody give me a roar? You're the last one that should be roaring. What's going on around here? There we go. Saba Josh is the one. There you go. It's got to come from experience. I named my daughter Livia based on this gemara. You're going to go and you're going to tell them when to have babies. They need your help. You need to go and into the fields and help the animals have babies. They're not people that need me al dot that are going to come. They take care of themselves. They're completely free. So God gave them batim. Batim are dynasties, not batim to have a little house for yourself. So what are the batim? Rav Shmuel Chadam are batei kuna v'levia, dynasties of kuna v'levia. V'chadam are batei malchut. What are we referring to? So mandi are batei kuna v'levia. So there would be a reference to Aharon and Moshe, which is the pashas who we're talking about over here. That's Yocheved and Elisheva. But man yomer batei malchut, that's because it's Pua as Miriam, and David came from Miriam. How do we know that David came from Miriam? David naming Miriam ka'ati dichtiv, because we find, and these are all remozim of the shemot of things that had happened to Miriam in her lifetime. So Miriam, when she got tzorat, was called Azuva, because obviously at the mitzorat is thrown out of the machana. And we find later on that she was sick for years. And she's called Chela. She was ill from this Maisa. So it says, Vatomot Azuva, and Vatomot is Mitzora, is Doma Lamed, right? So Vatomot Azuva. And this Azuva had been married to Kalev, so he got rid of her. And then she got better. Vayikach lo kol evet Efrat. Now, Efrat is Lashon of the same person. This is all the psukim, as it says in Gemara elsewhere, all the psukim in Divrei Yomim, kol divreichem echadu. But we can figure out who we're referring to. So Efrat, afterwards, after the Lashon of Refuah, so after Miriam became better, we'll see later on, we're going to dash this psukim, he went and he remarried Azuva, who was now called Efrat, and took her back as a wife. So vateled lo et chur. Now, he went ahead and had a child with her called Chur. And it says, David ben Ish Efrati. So David's family, and obviously the whole Megillat Rut is about Efrat. So he's a ben Ish Efrati, but that means that we're tracing Efrat back to Miriam. In which case it could be Batei Malchut as well. And we'll get into the actual story of Kalev and Otniel. And
there were whole communities in Europe, like ghettos, specifically the Vilna ghetto, where the decision was made not to have children. We will not have children.
V'chein le'inyan ha'tova. Midami. Ha'tam chadashay tarachashiv yumi. Om rabbi ema. Le'inyan ha'tova enochein. Om le'rova. Yeah, except that it says v'chein le'inyan ha'tova katani. Elom rabbi akadar. V'chein le'inyan ha'tova, at least in the sense of bota mida, but li'olam, mida tova meruba mi midat puranut. So each word is merames now for another words. So the vatitetzav itself is vayavo Hashem vayityatzev. Achoto is emor lechokhma achotiyat. Merachok tichti merachok Hashem nirai lai. Li. Lodat is ki kel deot Hashem. Ma Hashem lakach shemima. Yaseh ki lo yaseh Hashem lakim davar. Lo vayikra lo Hashem shalom. Vayoko melech hadash rav shmul chad amar chadash mamash v'chad amash nitchadshu gzirotav. Ma di amar chadash mamash zetki v'chadash. Ma nimitz chadshu gzirotav delo kti vayomot vayimloch. Asher lo yadat Yosef, David dami kamando lo yada leklal. Vayomer alamot, hinei am b'nei Yisrael tanu, hu itchil beitza tchila v'chil lakat tchila. Hu itchil beitza tchila dikti vayomer alamot, lefichach lakat tchila, ki dikhtivu v'chov v'amchov v'chol v'adecha. Ava nitrak ma lo, lahem ibai, lahem rechav merubi chanina bohem nitrak ma noshi anshe Yisrael, b'me didonim, didonim b'eish, kivinei Hashem b'eish yavo, uchtiv ki b'eish Hashem nishpat, b'cherev, kivrach habo kol basar, אלא בואו ונידונים במים, שכבר נשבע הקדוש ברוך הוא שאינו מביא מבול לעולם, שאמר, כי מנוח זאת לי. והנה אינן יודעים שעל כל העולם כולו אינו מביא, בת אלומה אחת הוא מביא. אינם יהיו אני מביא עליהם, אבל הם באים ונופלים בתוכו. וכן הוא אומר, ומצרים נסים לקרותו. והיינו דאמר רב אלעזר, מה הכתיב כבדבר אשר זדו עליהם? בקדרה שבישלו, באו נתבשלו. My mashma is zadu loshen ki digidera dichti vayazad Yaakov nazid. Omri b'chiyo barav amra b'simoy shilosha yu botai tza. Bil'am v'iyov v'yitro. Bil'am shiya'atz neherag. Iyov shishatak nidon b'yisurin. Yitro shibarach zoch v'mnei bonav shiyoshvu b'lishkat agazit. Shenema u'mishpachot sofrim yoshvei yaavet stiratim shimatim sukatim hema akinim abaymach mechamat avi beit rachev. Uchti v'nei keni choten Moshe. ונלחם בנו ואללה מן העלינו מבואי לאמר רבבה בקרן הקדם שמקלל את עצמו ותולה קילתו בחברו וישימו עליו ושרי ניסים עליהם מבואי לה את הדבר בלעז ברבי שמעון מלמד שהביאו מלבן ותלו לו לפרו בצברו וכל אחד ואחד מישראל שמר להם איסטניס אני אמר לו כלום איסטניס אתה יותר מריצ'י יותר מפרו שרי מיסים דבר שמיסים למען הנותו בסבלותם Anotam mi boyle. No, lamanotzol faro. They really gave it to Paro. Vezivlotam di Israel. Vayiven arei miskinot. Lefaroz ravish mochanam shebesaknot et baliyim vechanam shebesak she mimaskinot et baliyim. Dona kolosik bibinyan mitmaskin. Et pitom et ram says ravish mochanam pitom shma lamanekra shma ram says sherishon rishon mitro says. וחרם הרם סישמה, למה נקרא שמה פתאום? שראשון ראשון פיתה הום בולעו. וכאשר יענו אותו כן ירבה וכן יפרוץ, כן רבו וכן פורץ מבוילה. אומר שלא כשבוך הקודש מבשרתן, כן ירבה וכן יפרוץ ויקוצו מפני בני ישראל. מלמד שהיה דומין בעיניהם כקוצים, ויעבידו מצרים לבני ישראל בפורך, רב לא זאת אומרת בפרח. רבי שמעון בן חמיני אומר בפריחה. וימרו את חיים בעבודה קשה, בחומר ובלבנים ובכל עבודה בשדה, את כל עבודתם אשר עבדו בהם בפרך. אומר רבי שמואל המלך בן יאמר עניינו שבהחליף ממלאכת אנשים לנשים ומלאכת אנשים לאנשים. ולמאן דאמר איבן, הוא סד נמי עתה בפרך, הוך עבדי בפריחה. דור אשר העבירה בשכר נשים צדקניות שהיו באותו הדור נגלו ישראל ממצרים. בשעה שהולכות לשאוב מים, הקדוש ברוך הוא מזמן להם דגים קטנים בחדיהם, ושואפות מחצה, מים, מחצה דגים, ובאות ושופטות שתי כדרות, אחת של חמים ואחת של דגים, ומוליכות אצל בעליהם לסדר, מחיצות אותם, שחות אותם, מחילות אותם, משקות אותם, ונזקקות להם בין שפתיים, שלמה אם תשכבון בין שפתיים, בשכר תשכבון בין שפתיים זוכו ישראל לביזת מצרים, שנאמר קטינוס דפוסק, כנפי עונה נחפה בכסף ועברותיה בירקרק חרוץ. obviously there's a connection between that and the בין שפתיים. וכיוון שמתעברות באות אבתיהם, כיוון שמגיע זמן מולדיהם, הולכות ויולדות בשדה תחת התפוח, שנאמר תחת התפוח אורתיך, הקדוש ברוך הוא שלח משמי מרום, מי שמנקיר ומשפיר אותם כחיה זו שמשפרת את הוולד, שנאמר מולדתך ביום הולדת אותך, לא קראת שרך והמים לא רוחץ למישהי, ומלקט להם שני עיגולים, אחד של שמן ואחד של דבש, שנאמר ויניקהו דבש מסלע ושמן מחל משצור, וכיוון שמכירים בהם במצרים, בואים לאור גם. ונעשה להם נס ונבלעים בקרקע, מביאים שפורים וחושים על גבן. שמה הגבי חושו חושים, ליחר שאוכים ויובצוסים ויוצים כסף והסודר. שנאמר לבבה כצמח השדה נתתיך, וכיוון שמתגדלים באים הדורים הדורים לבתיהם. שנאמר ותרבי ותגדלי ותבואי בעדי הדורים, אל תקרא בעדי הדורים אלא בעדרי הדורים. וכשנגלה הקדוש ברוך הוא לים, הם יקראו תחילה. שנאמר זה אלי וענביהו. והיום המלך מצרים לימד אותו עבריות. רב שבוחן אמר שאו בדבר אחד אמר כאלה הולכה מותה. מה אני אמר שאו בתה יוכבן מרים? מה אני אמר חלה וחמתה יוכבן ולשבע? תני כבן יום ראשון ויתה, תני שפרה זו יוכבן. למה אני קרשבה שפרה שמשפרת את הוולד? דבר אחר שפרה ורוב ישרו ביומיה. פועה זו מרים. למה אני קרשבה פועה שהייתה פועה לוולד ופועה מוציאת הוולד? דבר אחר. פועה שהייתה פועה ברוח הקודש ואומרת, עתידה עם מי שתלד בן שמושיעה את ישראל. ויאמר בילדכן את העבריות, מהי אובנאי? אומר רב חנן צימן גדול מסר להם, אמר להם, בשעה שקוראות, קוראת לילד, יריחותיה מצטננות כאבנים, ואיתם כתכתיב, וירד בית היוצר, והנה עושה מלאכה על האובנאי. מה יוצר זה יורך מכאן ויורך מכאן וסדן באמצע, אף אישה יורך מכאן ויורך מכאן ואפלט באמצע. אם בינו ועמיתם אותה, אומר רבי חנינא סימן גדול מסר להם, בן פניו למטה, בת פניה למעלה, ותראינה מיילדות את אלוהים ולא עשו כאשר דיבר עליהם, להם מבעלה, אומר רבי חנינא, מלמד שתבען לדבר עבירה ולא נדבעו, ותחיינה את הילדים, לא דיין שלא המיתו אותם, אלא שמספיקות להם מים ומזון. ותאמר למיילדות על פרעה כגול כנשים המצריות העבריות, מה חיות אינה? אילו הם החיות ממש, אותו חיה מלא צריכה חיה אחריתה להולדה, אלא אמרו לאומה זו כחיה נמשלה, יהודה גור אריה, דן נחש עלי דרך, נפתלי איילה השלוחה, יששכר חמור גורם, יוסף בכור שור, בנימין זאב יתרף, דכתיבו, כתיבו, ולא כתיבו, כתיב, מה עם חלביה? בין הראיות רפצה. ויהי כי יראו המיילדות את אלוהים, והיה אצלם בתים. רב שבחר אמר בתי כהונה לוויה, וחר אמר בתי מלכות. מה אני אומר בתי כהונה לוויה אהרון ומשה? מה אני אומר בתי מלכות? דוד נמי ממרים קעתי. דכתיב התמות עזובה, ויקח לו כלב את אפרת, ותלד לו את חור, וכתיב את דוד בן איש אפרתים.